Title: Call and Return Motifs from Scratch Without Third-Party Plugins Advanced. All right, let's build a proper call and return system in Ableton Live using only stock devices, and we're doing it in arrangement view like a real drum and bass tune gets built. The goal is simple: make the drop feel like it's talking to itself. Not adding a new idea every 8 bars, but using one or two ideas and flipping them so the listener hears a conversation. At 174 BPM, the listener doesn't have time to analyze. So our job is to make the question and the answer obvious even when it's moving fast. By the end, you'll have 3 interlocked call and return lanes: a bass call and bass return, a mid call and a resampled mid return, and drum and effects call and return using edits and space. And you'll arrange it into a 16-bar drop that already feels performance ready. Before we touch sound design, here's an advanced mindset check. Decide what signals the call ended and the response started. Pick one clear cue per lane. For example, the call ends with a short choke, or the return starts with a pickup note, or the call is straight and the return is syncopated. Don't do all of them at once. One cue per lane is how the ear parses the story at this tempo. Step 0. Session setup. Set your tempo between 172 and 176. I'll choose 174. If you're using any break samples, make sure warp is actually correct, because sloppy warping will smear your groove and your call and return will feel random instead of intentional. Now do a bit of routing discipline up front. Create 4 group buses: drums bus, bass bus, music bus, and FX bus. On each bus, drop a utility for gain staging and a glue compressor that you'll use lightly later. Don't crank it now. This is just getting the infrastructure ready, so you're not rebuilding your project halfway through the idea. Now, step 1. Design the bass call. Create a MIDI track named Bass Call. Load Wavetable. We're going for a bass that's assertive, punchy, and leaves holes for the return to land. In Wavetable, set oscillator 1 to basic shapes and choose sine, or a triangle sine kind of vibe. Oscillator 2 also basic shapes, but a square wave turned down low, just to add harmonics so it reads on smaller speakers. Keep unison low, like 2 voices, because D&B bass needs mono stability. Set the amp envelope so it speaks clearly. Very fast attack, shortish decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds, sustain basically off, and a little release 80 to 140 milliseconds so you don't get clicks. Add a low pass filter. 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff somewhere around 150 to 400 Hz depending on the patch, and add a bit of drive, 2 to 5 dB, just to give it teeth. Now add saturator, turn soft clip on, and drive at 3 to 8 dB. Watch the output. Then EQ 8. High pass at 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble that eats headroom but doesn't translate. If it's boxy, carve a gentle dip around 200 to 350. Optional compressor if you want it to punch. Slower attack, like 10 to 30 milliseconds, release around 60 to 120, ratio 2 to 1, just a couple dB of gain reduction. And crucial, keep it mono. Put utility at the end and set width to 0, or close to it. If you want width later, we'll widen effects returns, not the sub. Now write the actual call phrase. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip. Choose a minor key, like F minor. Keep it simple. Root, 5th, maybe a flat 7th as a spice note. The call needs to feel like a statement that implies a response. Here's a solid D&B style rhythm concept. Hit strum on beat 1, then leave deliberate gaps. You can place notes on 1, then maybe 1 end bit, then around 2 and 3, then 3, maybe a pickup near 4. In bar 2, repeat the idea but remove a hit near the end so it feels like a question mark. That missing hit is negative space, and negative space is what makes the return feel inevitable. Teacher note: you're not writing notes, you're designing holes. Step 2. Create the bass return from the same source. Duplicate the track. Rename it Bass Return. The return should not sound like a new song. It should sound like the same voice replying. Roll for this lesson. Change 2 dimensions, not 10. Pick any 2. Rhythm, register, timbre, space, articulation, distortion character. 2 is enough to sound like an answer while keeping shared DNA. First, rhythm. Copy the call MIDI clip to the return, then delete any note that collides with the call's strongest hits. You're aiming for answers in the gaps. If your call is heavy on beat 1, let the return sneak in on 1-4 or on 2-2, or do a little pickup into the next bar. Add a small tail at the end of bar 2 that leads back into the loop. That tail is classic D&B glue. Now timbre. Keep Wavetable basically the same so the ear hears continuity, but change the processing so the return has a different voice print. Before saturator, Add auto filter, try band pass, somewhere between 250 and 900 Hz, with a moderate resonance. Add a tiny envelope amount so it talks a little like a subtle wah. Then instead of piling more saturator, use overdrive. Set the frequency somewhere like 700 Hz up to 1.5K, drive 10 to 25%, tone to taste. Add redux very lightly, just a touch of downsample to rough it up, without destroying weight. If you want the return to be more mid-focused, here's the advanced move, split sub and mid so the sub stays consistent. You can do this by putting your bass into an audio effect rack and using multiband dynamics as a crossover tool. Create a sub chain that stays clean and mono with a low pass, minimal saturation. Create a mid chain where all the gnarl happens, distortion, filter movement, maybe a tiny bit of width. Then for call and return, automate only the mid chain. That's how you get aggressive replies without your low end wobbling around and ruining translation. Now step 3. Build the mid call and return. This is where the track starts sounding like jungle and DNB conversation, not just bass plus drums. Create a new MIDI track, mid call. Use operator, keep it relatively simple but with edge. Ask can be soish or add harmonics to a sign. Add subtle FM from Ask B to A, just a small amount, so it has bite and complexity when it hits saturation. Build an effects chain. Start with saturator, soft clip-on, then corpus. Yes, corpus. It's an underrated DNB weapon because it creates those metallic, talking resonances. Try tube or beam, keep decay low, and tune it vaguely to the key so it doesn't feel random. Then auto filter for movement, then chorus ensemble lightly for width, and EQ8 with a high pass around 150 to 250 so you're not stepping on the bass lane. Write a one bar stab phrase, one strong hit, and two ghost notes. The ghosts are important because they imply a language. Don't overfill it. You want this to be memorable. Now create the mid return via resampling. This is a core DNB workflow. Print the sound, then chop it like audio, not like MIDI. Create an audio track called Resample MID. Set its input to the MID call track, or just choose resampling if that's easier in your template. Arm it and record 2 to 4 bars while you tweak a few key parameters. Auto filter cutoff, corpus tune or decay, maybe saturation drive. Perform it like an instrument. Once you have audio, slice it. Drop it into simpler in slice mode, or use slice to new MIDI track. Now rearrange the slices into a response phrase. Make it shorter, more syncopated, maybe pitch it up an octave. This is one of the easiest ways to make the return feel like a reply. Same vocabulary, different sentence. For extra menace on the return, add frequency shifter on the mid return only. Use ring mode. Fine shift 5 to 20 or 30 Hz, and mix it in lightly, like 5 to 20%. You'll get that metallic grime without any third-party plugin. Then use space as a contrast tool. Put echo on the return. Short time like 1/8 or 1/16, low feedback, dark filtering. Add a short room reverb just on the return so it steps back in depth compared to the call. Or flip it. Make the return dry and the call wetter. Either works, as long as the difference is deliberate. Quick stereo discipline trick. Keep the source mostly centered. If you want it to feel wider, widen the reverb or echo return channel with utility after the effect. That gives perceived width without destabilizing your mix. Step 4. Drum call and return with edits and space. Build your steady rolling pattern first. Kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4. Hats and shuffles tight, not overly swung. Group your drum tracks into drums bus. Now create a 4-bar drum loop that has a call and a return. Bars 1 and 2 are stable. Bars 3 and 4 are the reply. Edits, fills, or space changes. Same samples, same kit, different behavior. Use speech repeat only as a moment, not a constant. Put it on a return moment, like the last half beat of bar 4. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/16 or 1/32, chance around 20 to 40%, and filter it slightly dark, so it doesn't turn into painful high-end. Automate it on for that moment and off again. Add auto pan on hats for return bars only. Low amount, 10 to 25%, rate 1/8 or 1/16. You're not trying to make it swirl, you're just adding movement so the return feels like a response. Add a snare flam, duplicate the snare hit slightly early, lower velocity, or reverse a crash into bar 3 for classic jungle energy. Remember, in DNB, drums often return by changing density and space, not by changing the core groove. Now step 5, arrange the conversation in a 16-bar drop. Here's a reliable structure. Bars 1 to 4, bass call plus mid call, with minimal return hints. Let the listener learn the language. Bars 5 to 8. Bring in the bass return more often and introduce the sliced mid response. Bars 9 to 12. Bring the call back, but with a twist. That twist can be simple, an octave swap, a filter automation, or a macro change. Bars 13 to 16. The return gets aggressive. Add drum fills and a tease right before bar 16 flips back around. In Ableton, the practical method is to create one 2-bar call clip and one 2-bar return clip per lane, then duplicate them across arrangement view as blocks. But don't just copy-paste. Mutate. Use automation lanes for filter cutoff, drive, wave-eatable position, or a single macro that switches your call voice to your return voice. Here's an especially clean advanced workflow. Create an instrument rack on the bass, and map a single macro to multiple parameters. Macro low equals call, rounder, shorter, less bite. Macro high equals return, brighter, a touch longer, more drive. Now your whole call and return across 16 bars can be drawn as one automation lane. Low blocks for call sections, high blocks for return sections. That's fast, readable, and mix-friendly. Also, decide leadership. Advanced arrangements fail when every layer tries to speak at once. Commit to two lanes of leadership per 4 bars. For example, bars 1 and 2, bass leads and mid supports. Bars 3 and 4, mid leads and bass supports. Do this with mutes, filtering, and level moves, not by adding more parts. Now step 6. Glue and clarity with sidechain and space control. On the bass bus, add a compressor with sidechain from the kick. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release 60 to 120. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction depending on how heavy your kick is. You want the low end to breathe and groove, not just duck as an effect. On the mid bus, optionally sidechain from the snare. That's a great trick in DNB because the snare is the anchor. When the mid replies get busy, the snare still punches through and the whole conversation stays intelligible. Set up 2 return tracks. Return A as a short, dark reverb. Return B as echo, like 1/8 dotted or 1/16. Now automate send amounts. A classic approach is calls are drier and in your face, returns are slightly wetter and step back. This audio version is shortened for playback.